This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
So Chris Pratt, who I do think is an entertaining actor, is a Christian. And, you know, his mom worked at Safeway. His dad was a miner. A lot of folks that know him, they say he's a really nice guy. And that he's a patriot. And then he just wore a Don't Tread on Me shirt about the American flag. And they called him a white supremacist at the top of Yahoo. Well, Yahoo changed that headline, but they still have the article, people calling him a white supremacist. So we always warn, next will be the American flag, Ben Garrison, of graphics. Top guy out there as a political cartoonist in the world. I think it's conservative to say that. I think it's the truth. What do you make of this hysteria? Where does it end? What do we need to do to counter it? Because these people are out of control.
They can't beat us with logic and reason because they have none. They won't win the argument, a conventional argument. All they have is name calling. And I was thinking about the names that I got called, for example, a conspiracy theorist. And it's conspiracy theorist Ben Garrison, and they're using that because as soon as somebody sees that, they've been conditioned to ignore whatever that person has to say. So they might as well say, you know, wacky nut job Ben Garrison, and so you don't pay attention to what I say anymore. So they're always prefacing things with that, or they'll call somebody a racist. So what is it? What are they really after with that word? What they're really after is they want us to say that. If they call somebody they don't like a racist, they're saying their heart is black. They really don't have any soul or humanity. And so any bad thing that happens to this person that we call a racist, they deserve it. And that's the whole thing. And there's this litany of other tricks that they use. Like they'll call my cartoons a trope. And say, they kept saying this over and over. This is a trope for anti-Semitism. And all right, what does this trope word mean anyway? Well, it simply means it's a cliche or metaphor. Well, guess what? We cartoonists, we traffic in metaphors and cliches. All cartoons are built on metaphors and cliches.
Well, the truth is your cartoons are true. In almost every Islamic country, they kill gays. So you show liberals welcoming the Muslims in, the dumbass Democrat donkey, and then it shows them killing gays. That's what happens. And so they want you banned because you're pointing out the elephant in the room.
Well, here's the thing. I did go out to Washington, and it was worthwhile in many dimensions for me. Namely, when this summit was going on at the exact same time, I was at the National Art Gallery in a room filled with Rembrandts. And that experience, that's the first time I got to see him in person. I've always seen him in book plates, but they're so much better in person. And you can see the soul that's in these paintings. And the
you
truth.
Can see the light. I've seen them coming out of it. It's like he captured the soul.
Well, this is what it both said. He's telling you the truth. It's an intangible truth. I can't tell you exactly what the truth means, but you look at it, this is true. He's captured this man's character.
Oh, I've seen the Mona Lisa in person, and when you see it, it's like the woman's there. And I know that's not Rembrandt, but...
But you look at the way he handles the black, but it's not black. There's depth to it. There's dimension. So I became away sort of reassured and convinced that art, to me, should tell the truth. And that's what I try to do with my cartoons and my fine art too. But I want to try to tell the truth, no matter how uncomfortable it might make some people. We should not be afraid of telling the truth. That's why we're here on the earth, is try to find out what it is. Instead of perpetuating the lies that they want us to keep spewing about, you know, any topic that you could name, it seems like they wanted to put their own spin on it. It's almost like we're dealing with some kind of demonic force, and they wanted to believe in this counterfeit narrative of what's going on in life. So I call it a union with reality. So I try to stay aligned with reality.
Okay, Ben, now you're talking heavy stuff my direction, 110%. To do a few more minutes, because you're on a roll here. Absolutely, we're in line with truth, we're resonating with truth, and there is a demonic force that wants to twist and override and obscure the truth, and that is the essence of what we're facing, good versus evil. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with Ben Garrison. Be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. That just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you. And I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us. And I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here live in defiance of the globalists, in defiance of all their tyranny, all their attempts to shut us down, only because of your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth. And all of those are so critical. But Ben Garrison is not just my favorite political graphic cartoonist. I read the newspaper. I scan the internet. There aren't really a lot of good ones out there. There are a few. They do a great job. They don't even begin to rival Ben Garrison. He's definitely the most prolific, and it's very exciting to have him on with us right now, finishing up. You talked about going to some of the great museums in D.C. If D.C.'s got one thing, it's the Smithsonian and all the rest of those, the National Art Archives. You can spend months there, folks. It's
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you were seeing Rembrandt, and how I've seen Rembrandt's in person, and how you can see the soul of the person. The paintings glow like they are beyond a photo of someone. It somehow brings out the essence. It's not cartoon. It's not a photo. There's something magic to it. You were saying truth is what's going to defeat the lie, and you were describing it as almost demonic. Speak to that for a couple minutes.
The left has gone so far, they've gotten so radicalized, they've pushed it so far that now it's becoming fashionable to hate America. And anybody who, like what you alluded to about the flag, if you wear the flag, all of a sudden you're a white supremacist. They've jumped the shark. They've jumped like 100 sharks, but they keep trying to continue what Barack Obama was doing, and that's to destroy America. And why do they do that? Because they want their socialism. They want people addicted to big government. That's why they promise the free stuff. That's why they want to control anybody's free speech so we can't speak out against it. And we're going to go down to this dark path where they want everybody made equal. Well, what's going to happen is everybody will end up equally poor. But the young people's minds are the word they're going after them the most by promising them free stuff. And it's like the easy outlet for them. And so what I'm going to do in my cartoons is continue to make the case that socialism is evil, because that's what I think it is. It's not just a failed political philosophy. It's outright evil. And that's what it's good versus evil, Alex. You know this. I mean, and when you're in that room with the Rembrandts, you know what good is, because he looking at these, it makes you proud to be a human being, and the left does not want to make you proud. They want to make you feel like nothing can happen without their government. You have to have government to make the decisions for everything. You know, how dare you have some freedom? You might abuse that. You might hurt somebody's feelings. This is like, we're really, these people, they're on the road to the sad. That's why I drew them in a loony bin. I mean, they're in a rubber room with straitjackets. I mean, how do you argue with somebody who's insane? You can't. And these people are insane. I mean, you can't have a discussion with somebody, with people like this. So this is why I think Trump is going to win easily. I still kind of wonder if Hillary's going to run. I'm thinking that they're setting up all these far left and further left whack jobs. So Hillary will be seen as this paradigm of reason and logic and the only person who could beat Trump. I think I wouldn't be surprised.
Look, sometimes I'm wrong, but only because the people change their minds. We were told by the Secret Service she has a black ambulance. She falls down all the time. And then somebody caught her falling down having a convulsion. And we first reported that. The Secret Service did tell us this. Then I got told by folks that had been in, you know, Blackwater, CIA, Secret Service, all of it. I mean, it's a small community. I've been told by every one of these guys I know, you know, some of them are quite famous, some aren't, that Hillary's totally rude. She screams at people. She hates dogs. It's all the same stories. They have been, in the last year, two different guys told me, where Hillary's telling everybody what to do, she's on the phone, and she's got her exploratory committee already going, and she's already planning to run. She's certainly in control of the Democratic Party still. And
she has the money.
Yeah.
She has all the money in the world.
Well, exactly. So what I'm getting at is, she may not run, but she sure as hell is telling people she's looking at still doing it, and then Biden is shooting his mouth off saying, man, I may drop out. Doesn't mean he is, but he was saying this in front of people and saying, why am I here? Why am I doing this? Well, days after I learned he's doing that, he starts saying it on the podium to his crew, like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? Because he's going in and out of gear. You know, we've all had family that gets old or gets Alzheimer's, and, you know, when they first start getting it, they're there totally, they remember, and then for like a few hours, they don't know, you know, they're kind of, and I see that with Biden, so I agree with you. With this super weak field out there, and any real contenders holding back, why do you think it is? Because Hillary's in the wings?
Well, that's my suspicion, and I'm not alone in that suspicion. And frankly, I kind of have like this, you know, guilty pleasure of hoping she does, because I love to draw her. So it would be really fun to have a Hillary too, and I to go through the, you know, because I like to caricature her, and I think she epitomizes the globalist mindset of evil, and I think that's what she is. She's got a pretty black heart. So yeah, I wouldn't mind drawing her next go around if she decides to run. But if it's Elizabeth Warren, the same deal. I mean, boy, that she's a piece of work. But I would enjoy caricaturing her or any of those guys. I mean, it's going to be, for a cartoonist, it's going to be easy pickings.
Absolutely. Well, Ben Garrison, what's the best site? I see a lot of places to syndicate your work. We post some of it. Not nearly enough. Graphics.com, G-R-R-R, graphics.com. And I see some other sites that post your stuff daily.
Oh, by the way, this cartoon here, I gave the book I was going to give the president, the coffee table book, the proof of it. I gave it to Carpe Donctum, and he was really thrilled to get it. And it's a heavy book. It's over 5 pounds. It's a massive book. And our book, and our coffee table book should be arriving sometime in August, and we'll mail them all out. We have 1,000 heavy books to mail out in August. But those were completely sold out. But this one was a tribute to all the influencers and some of the more popular. I met the guy Mad Liberals, and this guy was a genius with doctoring up videos and things. I was looking at some of the stuff he did, and it was just amazingly creative and funny. And the people there, I'm telling you, Alex, these guys are really going to have effect on the next election. They really are influencers. And it's
absolutely
nice to,
well, Ben, keep it up. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Alex.
Thank you. Okay, folks, there goes Ben Garrison. I want to open the phones up, and I want to get to a bunch of news I haven't even covered yet. The latest, Trump is a socialite. Trump owns dozens of hotels, dozens of golf courses, hundreds of buildings. He has giant parties everywhere. They've gone through all the archives at NBC and found one video of him in 92 introducing people into a giant party ballroom and watching cheerleaders from a major football team. And Trump's just talking to people, and they're going, oh, look, he's with Epstein. No, it's Bill Clinton on the airplane with Epstein. It's Mueller working with Epstein and giving him immunity, not Trump. So that video when we come back. It's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And also the Washington Post and the New York Times try to ruin the Apollo moon landing anniversary with woke identity politics about how horrible it was because it was just men. Just like it was just men on the beaches of Normandy. This is a sick culture, man, where everything the leftist template is how we're bad and how our history's bad. This is sick to destroy our families. Speaking of art, we have the new American flag, a Betsy Ross, and a regular American flag, all 50 stars, with the snake on it. It says, "Don't tread on me," meaning the American flag, a double meaning. And on the back, America's back, Infowars.com. I already had the idea for the shirt last week. Basically, this exact shirt. Told them to produce it. Then I saw Chris Pratt wearing one and them calling it white supremacist all over the news yesterday. 4,000 of these are being printed. It helps fund our operation. Super high quality fabric. I have it into the 1776 Worldwide Special. I've been so busy. Show this brand new shirt, limited edition, for just today. There will be new specials tomorrow. It's 1776. It'll go back to 1995. But it's a designer shirt. You get at the mall for $40. Okay, so we're only making like $5 on this shirt. But it's how we fund ourselves, so get them. They're great. They'll trigger leftist. Infowarsstore.com. Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
But it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. And the nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life.
Folks, we're back live here. If you're a TV viewer, you see Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein. You heard me talk about Jeffrey Epstein 10 years ago, if you were listening to us, in, say, 2009. That's when he got convicted of being a child molester. And we started reporting on Bill Clinton and the aircraft and the torture cells and Hollywood branding women. And everything I told you was being given to me by FBI patriots. Gosh, I used to have Ted Gunderson on before he died. And he'd say stuff on a show. And it just sounded crazy. And it all turned out to be exactly what he said. And then John DeCamp. He ended up getting Alzheimer's. He was in the CIA. Project Phoenix, Senator John DeCamp. But he didn't like to rape little kids, so he exposed that whole thing in the Republican Party. Oh, he was involved right at the top of Operation Phoenix, which wasn't very friendly. But he wouldn't rape little kids. So that's kind of the litmus test, you see, between good and evil. And so we know all about these people. And if I ever got a smell of Donald Trump doing anything to kids, I would have nothing to do with him. But you notice the pedo armies who are, got it all over them, they're covered in it. They're pointing at him with not one drop on him and saying, oh, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was in a few parties with Trump, and Epstein did a few business deals with some of his companies. I mean, Trump has thousands of properties. And so there's the proof. And then finally, 1992. That's almost 30 years ago. That's 28 years ago. He's at a big giant ballroom. NBC doesn't even put out the full clips because obviously there's people coming in and out. He's saying things to them. They're pointing at the cheerleaders who are doing a number, not high school cheerleaders, football, NFL cheerleaders. And saying, boy, she's pretty. And then the news, I've got clips I'll play, of Mika Brzezinski talking about how scary it is. And other MSNBC, oh, CNBC, this is scary. Mika Brzezinski, your husband got found in his office with a beautiful intern's head caved in. And he's known as Creepy Joe Scarborough. He's also known as Psycho Joe. Why do you think Trump calls him Psycho Joe? She had her head caved in. Her panties down around her ankles. But all that got suppressed, didn't it? By old Psycho Joe. You're married to the main suspect in an unsolved murder. She likes it. Because her daddy's a mass murderer, too. Her daddy bragged that he helped kill tens of millions of people by using the communists to do it in the Khmer Rouge. She likes her daddy. Her daddy was a killer. I wonder what they talk about when he's probably got like a tourniquet around her neck. I wonder if he simulates bashing her brains up like daddy would do. I wonder what daddy did to Mika. So she's married to a dude found with a dead body in his office. But he got covered up, and now he's been a good servant. Psycho Joe. Oh, but now, 28 years ago, Trump was at a ballroom. And we've got 10 seconds of tape. Here, let's roll the evil. Here it is.
So we want to show you now some footage from 1992 that our producers found in the NBC archives that shows Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein, who is now a sex offender and accused sex trafficker, looking at and talking about women at a party.
Welcome to the Southern White House.
Since becoming president, Donald Trump has branded Mar-a-Lago the Southern White House, a place that entertains foreign leaders, where military strikes are ordered, and whose terrace served as an open-air situation room over dessert.
And we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
But in the 90s, Mar-a-Lago was Trump's South Florida party palace, one frequented by Jeffrey Epstein, who is facing charges for sex trafficking. He has pleaded not guilty. The president says his relationship with Epstein was no different than anyone else in their elite circle.
Well, I knew him like everybody in Palm Beach knew him. He was a fixture in Palm Beach. I don't think I've spoken to him for 15 years. I wasn't a fan.
Yet, a tape in the NBC archives of a Mar-a-Lago party shows Trump giving Epstein his personal attention. The footage, shot in November of 1992, before Trump opened the resort as a club, shows the future president surrounded by cheerleaders for the Buffalo
Bills
and Miami Dolphins.
I like it even more.
Trump's bachelor lifestyle for an appearance on Faith Daniels' NBC talk show.
You're going to get great ratings in your show.
Trump is surrounded by women as music blares.
Hey, pause again. Yeah, he's got like five kids. He's had three wives. What the hell do you think he's doing? These are full-grown women all over him. 28 years ago, she's like, he says he hasn't talked to him in 15 years, but here he is 28 years ago. I mean, and this is Mika Brzezinski, whose father is a famous mass murderer, war criminal, married to a dude, found with a intern's clothes torn off with her head bashed in his office. Here, let's go back.
After a while, Trump goes to greet three new guests, among them the financier Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, my gosh.
More than a decade before his guilty plea on state prostitution charges. Later in the footage, Trump is seen talking to
him
and another man.
That's it for Trump.
Are dancing in front of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Trump alternates between dancing and pointing out women to Epstein and the other.
Hit pause for a minute. At his hotel, at his private club, he's shaking guests' hands. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a party at your big hotel, the state place, and you shake people's hands when they... It's over, folks. Epstein became a member there. Trump threw him out. They all know what they're doing, but there is Mika Brzezinski with the creepy Psycho Joe next to her. And they're trying to project this fraud. Look, there he is, and there's women. He was in between marriages then. He had girlfriends, a man with women. Hell, Trump could probably repopulate the earth if we need him to. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars. Super special. Emergency special. 50% off. All InfoWars. InfoWars best-selling live products. All of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am not trying to brag. In fact, I don't think this universe is a simulation. I believe you're real. I believe you exist. I know I exist. I know God exists. I know evil exists. But I did tell my dad in my living room a year ago, pretty much this time of year in July, that they're going to ban me first, and then they're going to use that as a precedent to ban everybody else. But I think within a year or so, Congress will begin to start taking action. And I believe Google and others have bit off more than they can chew once they learn that the communist Chinese and the EU and the UN are coming in to regulate our internet. This whole fake libertarian laissez-faire, oh, we don't regulate companies, is being used to then, by extension, let foreign control in via the vacuum, which then regulates and controls and censors. It's the same thing. It's a worldwide system. It's the first global government. is the internet, the intergalactic communication system that some psychiatrists in the 50s envisioned and then that the Pentagon and DARPA developed in the 1960s. I mean, that's the real internet, folks. And all of it's come true, just like I said on air it would. I went and confronted the tech heads. I said, you're traitors to China. Now Elon Musk is talking about it. The president says there's a consensus. Blumenthal says there's now a consensus. You know, the clock is up. The time bell is rung. I'm about to play it. We're going to regulate you. Well, they've been trying to kind of stop all that. They just wanted censorship. But now they know it's here, so they're going to jump in and try to use the needed breaking up of big tech. It's way bigger than Standard Oil ever was, way bigger than J.P. Morgan ever was, way bigger than Ma Bell was when it got broken up in 1980 or whatever. It's got to be done right now. Microsoft was never anything like this. They're watching you. They're listening to you. They have surveillance capitalism, as it's called. And now they're banning Bible verses. Facebook's now saying that say that humans are inherently fallen. They say that's to say that men are inherently evil. Whether that's true or not, it's not hate speech. It's your right. But they define speech as hate. Blumenthal says, my speech isn't speech. It's incitement to violence to Robbie Parker, who I've never even really talked about. But even if I said those things about Robbie Parker, I have a right. So this is affecting everybody. Here's the article. Google exec says InfoWars and Alex Jones will soon be unsearchable on YouTube. They've not just taken our sites down. They've not just banned our videos and only let negative stuff. He says in this, it was 8 hours of it. I watched hours of it yesterday. I stayed up here late, ruined a lot of my day. I didn't get a lot of stuff done. I can't even, they're having hearings every week where they talk about me. I go to these things. And they have police come stand on both sides of me, even though I've never disrupted any of these meetings. And they go, he's here with his lies. I'm in a basic court. And I never get to be examined, cross-examined. I don't get an opening statement. I don't get a final statement. I don't get S-H-you-know-what-T. And that means you don't get it either. Well, you know what? I'm going to hound their ass. I think I'm going to get a condo in D.C. And we're going to actually set up a D.C. bureau for real. I'm going to start living there 2 weeks out of the month. I don't want to be. But, man, I'm going to be on your ass at those committee hearings until I get my day in court. Well, Norm Pattis, he's a famous constitutional lawyer, very well known, famous criminal lawyer, just won a huge custody battle against a Russian oligarch. So this is finally a Russian connection. Norm Pattis, how Senator Blumenthal uses Alex Jones to silence debate. And, man, you talk about fascism. You talk about a danger. Blumenthal admits his son and a former U.S. attorney are quarterbacking this like I'm organized crime, and he says he wants me shut down. How do I get a fair trial? And you've seen what they've done to us. You've seen how they operate. This is a hit squad. They admit to take me out, in their own words. Norm Pattis joins us over the phone. We'll play some of the Blumenthal clip. It's posted in the article on Infowars.com. We're going to post this full letter that the New Hampshire Register did publish. Usually the New York Times, everybody else just won't even publish his letters, but they did respond because imagine, you're in committee hearing rooms with Jack Dorsey and Sundar Pichai, and they're talking about you. Sometimes four or five senators, three or four congresspeople will sit there and point at me and go, he's the one that said nobody died at Aurora. I never said that. So the police stood down. It was true. They go, he's the liar. And I just sit there and can't respond. That is so un-American. So Norm Pattis, thank you for joining us. I know when I sent you this video yesterday, you were infuriated. You stayed up. You wrote this letter. You're asking them to put this in the public record at least. And hopefully we can lobby and you and I can testify to Congress. I'll be very polite. I'll be very nice. I don't know why they're so scared of letting me face my accusers. Since when do they do this to everybody and we don't get to be in these committee hearings where we're the main character?
Well, I mean, you know, the Senate can do what it wants and it has no procedures. It's often said we get the government we deserve. I think we deserve a whole hell of a lot better than that. So we did write to Senator Grassley today, the chairman of the committee, to complain about Blumenthal's conduct. I don't expect for a moment that he'll upgrade Blumenthal, but I do expect that you or I or someone on your behalf will get an invitation to come and speak to them. When a senator in the United States Senate and a former attorney general for the state of Connecticut, a state, can sit in the well of the court and demand of a social media company that it take down someone's speech based on misrepresentations. That is close to fascism. That's frightening, and it should have people up in arms. So I'm hoping that we'll get a response from Grassley. The New Haven Register was kind enough to print immediately something that we wrote about your case, and I think they did so because they realized that you don't have to agree with someone to support their right to speak freely. And, you know, in the United States, we cherish debate as a matter of what holds us together as a people, and we've decided that the antidote to speech we don't like is more speech. You want to tell me something I don't know? Tell me. And debate me. Persuade me. If you can't persuade me, move on to the next person. That's what this country is about. It's not stiff arms in a Senate chamber by a guy who thinks that he speaks to God directly and the rest of us are unworthy. So, you know, I'll be curious to see what sort of response we get from Grassley. The letter went out a couple hours ago. Yeah, haven't heard anything yet. I wouldn't expect to. But I do hope you get an invitation to go down and address them. I think they're overdue. You're overdue.
Well, for those that haven't been paying attention, most have. This is unprecedented, the things that Blumenthal says. He just says, I want the algorithms and AI to shut him down. I don't want him to ever be able to go on the Internet again. And they say, no, sir, we're going to have that. And they have stuff where it can block my face, my name. Facebook's already doing it. So they want to unperson me so he can sit up there and lie about me all day. I mean, why do you think they're out to get me so bad?
You know, you told me a long time ago that you thought it might have been related to the electoral cycles, and I just listened and I thought, well, you know, everybody says Alex is a conspiracy theorist. Maybe this is an example. But the more I've gotten to learn about your case, that's the only explanation that I can discern. You can't tackle Facebook. It's too big, and it's got information probably on everybody. You can't tackle Google's same analysis, but you're smaller and expendable. And I think that plenty of people think social media tilted this scales in 2019, largely through Cambridge Analytica and Facebook, and that there's an effort going on prior to 2020 to silence the right on the theory that a divided and silenced right can more easily be conquered. So I view all of this as foreplay for the 2020 election, which makes it all the more alarming to me. I mean, the fact is Donald Trump, love him or not, won the election. You know, whether it was fairly, you know, that's a topic for 2020 and a topic for investigation. But the notion that the Senate should be free to bully social media companies into silencing people because the members of the Senate don't like what they say, that's not the country. That's not my country. That's, and, you know, although I'm from Connecticut, he's not my senator. So, you know, I'm with you 100%, Alex. It's very, very chilling.
Well, you've given me the whole backstory. I looked into it. It's incredible. Senator Murphy, Senator Blumenthal, all of them live off Sandy Hook. They get elected off of it. It's like a religion. Everyone's sick of hearing it. Even your own papers are like, shut up. I mean, it's all they do. It's like they were these nobodies and still are nobodies, and they think it's how you get on the news, and they're just, it's like, do what I say, Sandy Hook. Give me your money, Sandy Hook. Give me your guns. Bankrupt Remington, Sandy Hook, Sandy Hook. Polygon of Cracker. Take Alex Jones off the Internet. He's hurting children. And Google's like, we know he's hurting them right now. Yes, he needs to be banned. Phantom Zone for him. Yes, master.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I was just talking to one of our longtime great crew members, great cameraman, great switcher, great editor, Marcos Morales. And I said, man, this is getting crazy. He goes, what it is fascism. And that's what it is. All day we hear about concentration camps and Nazis and how much we suck. We're the most diverse country in the world with some of the most greatest opportunities ever. And Chris Pratt can't wear a American flag shirt and he's called a white supremacist on the front page of Yahoo. I mean, that's what you do when you demoralize the people, is you make them hate themselves. It's getting crazy. That's because the left are not liberals like Thomas Jefferson. They're fascists. And fascism is banning Bible verses. Fascism is suppressing people's speech. Fascism is Blumenthal. We're about to play. Coldly. They look all freaked out, like a James Bond villain. I mean, the guy just reeks power trip. He talking about how I need to be silenced because I'm harassing families and I'm doing all these things that aren't even true. But what they do is, get a shot of that for me, thanks. What they do is they, let me zoom in on that, just evil face. It's not just like one shot of him. He takes himself so seriously. And I know things aren't going the way he wants with all his fake lawsuits. He's really upset. You know, we're going to be here in 2020. We're going to be here after that, thanks to our listeners' support. But going back to very successful, very famous, legal top dog, there's a lot of lawyers out there, a lot of bad ones, but Pattis is a really smart guy. What would you quantify this as? What would you say this is? Because when I'm watching him sit up there and Senator Murphy say that I need to be taken off the air to save America, close quote, I don't feel sad for myself. I'm like watching this, and it's like all the movies about a fascist future, this is what you would see. It's just such a lie, but they're just doing it.
I mean, every single day I see signs of the nation coming apart at the seams.
And it's fear.
Norm, do me a favor. Norm, back off your phone a little bit. I think you got your mic muffled.
Okay, is this better?
That's great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I see a nation divided, and I see a nation afraid, and I'm looking for leadership in public office and not seeing it. Right now, everything is not about character. It's not about principle. It's about identity. And as demographics change, we're dividing into tribes that don't share a common language. The Democratic Party is playing the identity card yet again, probably going to deliver the election to Donald Trump. And Trump is playing identity as well. You know, basically, when he called out four congresswomen, and now there are calls for his impeachment to set everything else. And they're American, fine. They're as American as you or I. But, you know, you or I don't tell people you're not entitled to something because of the color of your skin. We don't say that you owe me something because of the color of your skin. I think we're indulging in a very luxurious form of pathos in this country. In the absence of common principles, with pluralism having run amok, all that unites us now is feelings and victimhood. So the biggest victim in the room is the person who's got moral suasion. Blumenthal is playing to that with his son's lawsuit.
No, you're right. And we're going to work on your phone for a moment. I'll play some of Blumenthal. Either we need to reconnect with him or he needs to back off the phone because it's coming in and out, guys. Or we should connect via audio Skype or something. But he's making some great points. Here is Blumenthal in some of his statements to the Google executive who promised, oh, we'll ban Alex Jones and a lot more. I mean, just totally eradicate me. Here it is.
When Alex Jones and others use YouTube to quote, and I'm quoting him, regurgitate demonstrably and undeniably false information about the Sandy Hook shooting while simultaneously attacking victims' families for profit, end quote. These lies were...
By the way, hit pause again.
False. They were.
This guy that could literally play Count Dracula without any makeup, he looks like a reanimated corpse. He perches up there and says, I did this for profit. We got into the Google Analytics. We've talked about Sandy Hook. 0.2%. And that's with all the news coverage. I don't live Sandy Hook like you do. You're a Sandy Hook vampire. You live off those dead kids, you monster, you anti-American criminal. God Almighty, you make me sick. And you will be defeated, you authoritarian. You and Wyden and Murphy and all of you. You are the people that need an anti-corruption task force. You need to be investigated for racketeering. And don't worry, you are being investigated. He has a superiority complex. He thinks he's your God. You're not my God. You'll face God one day. Don't you worry. But not at my hands. I wish no harm upon Blumenthal. Let's go ahead and go back to him.
More than just false, they were malicious, they were cruel, they incited harassment, physical threats. They forced this family literally every day to relive their loss. And as Robbie Parker told us last time he was here, for too long Google and its peers were quote-unquote complacent.
And pause again. They kept saying I was a Sandy Hook guy like 3 years ago, so I went, hey, I think Sandy Hook happened. The public questioned it. We have a right to question it. I already had said I thought it would happen. They go, you admit you were lying. And I went, no. Your whole career is about this. Yours is. Talking about Blumenthal. And then now they just keep restating. But then he gets into how I need to be silenced and how I need to be taken off the air, and they agree they're going to do it. You've seen the full video. What do you make of this, Norm Pattis?
That's Dick being Dick. I mean, I'm a Connecticut lawyer. I have been for a quarter of a century. I knew him when he was attorney general. I appeared with him in the United States Supreme Court. I appeared with him in courts throughout the state. He is a man without apparent qualities. He is sort of like a robot. He does what he thinks is going to keep him elected. And, candidly, Alex, he's going to be elected for as long as he wants to be elected in Connecticut. Nobody's going to mount a credible challenge against him. I don't see it on the horizon.
That's why God gave us all expiration dates.
Well, maybe, but I mean, he isn't, you know, I don't know if you ever read Robert Musil's book, Man Without Qualities. I mean, that's Blumenthal. I had a very interesting series of confrontations with him 1 year. I represented a man on death row. I was trying to get him an opportunity to attend his mother's funeral, and Blumenthal came in by limo to argue the motion. And I said, Judge, may I have a moment with the Attorney General? I put my hand over the microphone, and I said, look, here's the thing, Dick. You read the brief on the way up here, and that, excuse my language. And then I said, thank you, Judge. He argued the case. I saw him a couple months later in the Supreme Court of the United States. He acted like it never happened. I bested him in a case involving a prisoner who was beaten for millions of dollars. The next time I saw him, it was as though I was his best friend.
So you're saying the man is a sociopath?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's no getting to the bottom of him. And with respect to Sandy Hook, you're an easy target in Connecticut right now. But I think that's beginning to change. We've been litigating your case and talking about it quite a bit in the Connecticut courts, and people are coming up saying, when's this stuff going to stop? These shootings are 7 years old already. At some point, the Republicans...
By the way, I don't want to talk about myself, but they're always claiming I'm this sociopath, I'm this evil guy, I'm fake. The truth is, it's the complete opposite. You're a pretty good judge of character. You really poked around here and didn't believe me, and I kind of got irritated by it, but you spent a lot of time, you've dug through everything here. How would you tell the audience, what is InfoWars, and who is Alex Jones?
Well, you're right about that, and I mean, I'm not going to repeat our communications. I know I did get you pissed, and I thought you were going to fire me at one point, but I didn't believe anything that I saw, and I spent probably 2 weeks there. I've talked to everybody in the place that would talk to me, which is everyone. What you see is what you get. There is no master conspiracy. When I hear a story about Alex Jones conspiracy theory, no, I think you should be rebranded as Alex Jones, an authentic, angry American. If you spout hatred, it's not hatred of things, it's things you fear and what you think is becoming of this country. I don't want InfoWars shut down. You've got a bunch of very strong, independent-minded people working there. I don't always agree with what I hear, but I don't have to. You don't exist to suit me or anyone else. You speak the truth as you see it and take the consequences as they fall. I think all you demand is a fair fight. And when the United States Senate is stacked against you or the courts seem inclined to hear you, then you got to roll up your sleeves and push back hard.
That was my next question. And we'll do 5 more minutes and I got to go. Mike Adams is coming up. It's not going well. A lot of their cases, judges are having special hearings, Supreme Court hearings, public interest things that are unheard of, because I think the courts are discovering the narratives they've brought in are almost completely lies.
Well, and what's more, and when they're not lies, they just don't matter. The fact of the matter is we've always had the freedom to speak boldly and provocatively in this country. If we didn't, we'd be drinking British tea right now and celebrating British holidays. This country has been about angry defiance. This country has been about people speaking the truth as they see it. And our courts have traditionally stood behind that. I think they'll come around and stand behind you. It's going to take a little more work, but we're well on the way to get being where you need to be.
Absolutely. And thanks for the listeners. We're having to hang tough through this. It's a fight, but we're getting stronger. Thanks to you literally holding us up. I am in your hands. It is the final day. I said yesterday was, but I've been too busy to do new specials. The 1776 special has to end today. 1776 on the apparel. 75% to 25% off store wide.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.